Well, here, I'm going to try this again. I just got about 3 minutes in and somehow, with my magic fingers, managed to disconnect from my sound recorder. This is Thursday, and I realize that, and I was supposed to be doing this yesterday, but yesterday was Mervish Day. So we were in to see Neil Diamond's show, and it was excellent, but it was an all-day affair for us, and so I'm here today a day late and more than a dollar short, going to give you something to reflect upon. I'm going to read to you today from the Gospel of John. And it's one of those passages where Jesus kind of speaks and speaks and speaks, and you're not really sure what he's trying to say, or you don't really understand necessarily what he's talking about. He's talking about the world order and how it needs to be reflected in belief in God. I'd ask you now to hear the words of our blessed Savior as they're given to us in the Gospel of John. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He could end the passage right there, but he goes on to say, He who comes from heaven is above all, and what he has seen and heard that he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. He who has received his testimony has certified that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on them. Wow. Well, I can sense Jesus's frustration with what's going on around him. He's there, he's preaching. People are realizing that he's a special person because he's had no education in the synagogue per se, and he can read the scriptures well without even looking at the words. And all he's trying to tell these people, hey, look, what is it going to take for you to believe that I've come as the Son of God to tell you what God has to say to you about why you should believe in him and not set up these charlatans, these other people who say they and claim they're a gift from God, and they might be, but they're not the boss. They're not the ones to set out the rules and regulations. God has set those out. They're in the scriptures. They start with the Ten Commandments. But it doesn't seem to work. You can sense that Jesus is getting a bit frustrated with the fact that people don't want to listen to or try to understand his testimony. We have the same problem sometimes when we tell people, heaven forbid, we tell people we're a Christian, and they look at you like you're kind of from outer space. What vehicle did you come in on? And when you go on to say, well, this is who I am, and this is what I believe, and this is why I believe this, I'm testifying that I believe in God and only God, and then no one else can be above God, not even Donald Trump. But here we are. Here we are. He who comes from heaven is above all. Well, I didn't come from heaven, so now I'm not above all, much to my disappointment sometimes. But here we are. Here we are trying to believe in Jesus and believe in God, and then thinking we need to be accepted by everyone, and that what we do and say and it is the only way. And what he has seen and heard that he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. Well, that's not quite true, and Jesus knows that because he goes on to say, He who has received his testimony, meaning Christ, has certified that God is true. So this is our journey. We accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and then doesn't allow, God then recognizes us as believers in him. So It's not complicated. But we want to make it complicated. We want to listen to some world-famous theologian who can come out and say, oh yeah, but this passage, you know, they put that comma there when it should be over three words. I think they made a mistake. And if you move it, it makes a whole lot of difference. Well, let's see. I remember somebody in the New Testament saying you cannot change it, a tittle or a word. I wonder who that was. Oh, it was Jesus who said that. So here we are arguing about words. And then we say, well, the King James Version is the most accurate. I have no idea if it's the most accurate. It's accurate, but is it totally accurate? The only place that it's totally accurate is in the words that are written in Hebrew or Israeli, whatever that language is, Jewish language, because those were the actual words. But they're written. They're written by others. And therefore, we sometimes see what we perceive to be contradictions until we dig a bit deeper and recognize, no, no, it's not a contradiction. It's a different way of looking at the same thing. A further example of how to clarify it for people who can't seem to understand what it's saying. He who has received his testimony has certified that God is true. And we're there. You and I and all our brothers and sisters in Christ, we believe in God. We sometimes don't act that way. We sometimes get a bit confused. We sometimes wander off the beaten path. But God is gracious to set us, to bring us back, to calm us down, to accept our seeking of forgiveness and to let us move forward. For whom God has sent speaks the word of God. For God does not give the Spirit by measure. So we speak the words of God to others sometimes. We're led by the Spirit. And if we're led by the Spirit, the words are true that they're from God. But if we start trying to appease somebody by talking in a way that they would understand because of their lifestyle or their way of moving around or their authority, no, we're to tell. This is what God says. This is what Jesus came to tell us. This is the way we're supposed to live our life. Now, I'm sorry, but we can't change that. It's sometimes difficult because Jesus asks us to challenge ourselves, to challenge ourselves to move beyond our neat little box where we're safe and secure and to step out and spread the word. Give testimony to who Jesus is and how by believing in Jesus, we believe in God because they are one in three. And no, I'm not going to even try to explain that today, okay? You're just going to have to believe. And isn't that the way it is with Jesus? We just have to believe. We have to believe in Jesus. We have to believe in his word. We have to believe that we have a task, which is to confess our faith to others and be firm and loving. And he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on them. You know, people say, well, there is no hell. That's just I can't believe that God would allow people to go to hell. Well, I just read that sentence and it came from Jesus. And it basically says, if you're not going to believe, that's your choice. But the results are that your life will come to an end. Where yours and my lives don't come to an end just to a change of scenery, just to a transition. We become part of God's kingdom in heaven. And people struggle with that. They don't want to necessarily believe that, but that's a fact. I can't change the fact. I can sometimes wonder what it's going to be like and carry on like everything's fine. But that's not what it's about. Anyway, Jesus reminds us again that our responsibility is to bear witness to him and his Father. And we need to be more open, more forthcoming, more noticeable to others by our faith. Let us pray. O gracious and loving Father, thank you. Thank you for the words of your Son, your words, given to us to understand that there is a way, that we need to tell the truth, and that we will receive everlasting life. Accept our confessions that we're far from perfect, but Lord, continue to give us another opportunity. Make the Spirit come alive in us so that we hear and we do. In all this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, who when he prayed taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. A 92-year-old man went to the doctor to get a physical, and a few days later, the doctor saw the man walking down the street with a gorgeous young lady on his arm. At his follow-up visit, the doctor talked to the man and said, You're really doing great, aren't you? The man replied, Just doing what you said. Go get a hot mama and be cheerful. The doctor said, I didn't say that. I said, You've got a heart murmur. Be careful. It's really important that we listen. The shopkeeper was dismayed when a brand new business, much like his own, opened next door and erected a huge sign which read, Best Deals. He was horrified when another competitor opened up on his right and announced its arrival with an even larger sign reading, Lowest Prices. The shopkeeper was panicked until he got an idea. He put the biggest sign of all over his shop, and it read, Main Entrance. Amen and amen.